Okay. Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Let's start again from Tanan Hasam. About three quarters down the wide lines, the narrow lines. The last word on the line is Tanan Hasam. We began studying the way, the structure of the minyan for Shacharis in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim's minyan, let's remember. Not the minyan for Shacharis in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim's minyan. Outsiders weren't allowed because this was wouldn't do for an ordinary person's Shacharis. It was very abbreviated. So let's remember, what were the circumstances? The Kohanim don't have much time for Shacharis. They're busy from... before daybreak. Yeah, they start with the Trumas HaDeshen already then, before dawn, and they're working straight. But they took a little break when they had a bit of a breathing space, which was well before Netzachamo. After they shechted the Tamid right at Alois HaShachar. They threw the blood, they cut it up, set up the limbs on the Mizbeach. Then they were able to take something of a break. They came to do their version of Shacharis. No, they had to daven in a regular minyan. No dispensations. So Tanan Hasam. So it says in the Mishnah there in Masechet Tamid, Omar lahem hamimunim. The kohen in charge said to them, Baruchu bracha achas. Say one bracha. This is from the brachas before Kriyat Shema. It would say one of the two. Which one? We'll see soon. Vein baruchu. They would recite that bracha. Vekaru aseres hadibris. They would recite the aseres hadibris. Shema. V'hayim shamaya. V'hayimah. They had a longer version of Shema. Everything else is abbreviated. But they had the aseres hadibris in Shema. Ubarchu esa'am gimel brachas. And they recited along with the rest of the people three brachas. They didn't recite the whole Shemana Esrei. They recited only three brachas. Which three? Emes v'yatzim. So that's first of all the bracha of the Geula after Kriyat Shema. They recited Vavoida. Then they skipped straight toward the end of Shemana Esrei. Ritzei, they said. The bracha of Ritzei, Avoida, is actually requesting that Hashem accept the service of the Kohanim. So that's certainly appropriate for them to recite. O Birkas Kohanim. And they recited Birkas Kohanim as well. That was the daily Shacharis for the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash.
Why do you serve us a good
book? We'll see soon. I might reword your question. Why don't we? We'll see soon. Okay. O B'Shabbos. And on Shabbos, the shift that was leaving, and Shabbos is when they changed shifts, the shift that was leaving would add a bracha, they would bless the incoming shift. We'll see soon exactly what they said. So now, we're going to see that this holds relevant for us. We're going to try to pick out some different halachas from this little piece here. So first of all, my bracha achas. We see that they said one of the two brachas before Kriyat Shema, right? Rav Yitzchak Aron Avraham. The Kohanim used to say one of the two. Which of the two was it? So ki hod Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yosi ba Abba. Now this is a good question because Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Yosi ba Abba iklu lahu asra. They once came to a certain town, bo minayo, and there the people asked them. My bracha achas, which is the one bracha that the Kohanim would recite of the Birkas Kriyat Shema? Was it Yitzhar Aru Avaraba? Lo'yehava bi'idayu. They didn't know. Ba'asu shaylu l'Rav Masna. So then they came and asked Rav Masna. Lo'yehava bi'yaday. He didn't know either. Asu shaylu l'Rav Yehuda. Then they came and asked Rav Yehuda. Amaluhu, and he answered, Hochi Omar Shmuel. Here's what Shmuel said. Avaraba. It was Avaraba. They skipped the answer. Oh, they said Avaraba. Okay. Omar Abi Zrike, Omar Abi Ami, Omar Abi Shimon ben Lakish, we have a different opinion. Yotzer Or, no, it was Yotzer Or that they recited. Now this Machloikis, which it was they recited, when we try a little bit to understand the opinions, we will come away with practical implications for us. So, Ki Oser Rav Yitzchok Bar Yosef, we have this Machloikis. Some say Ava Rabba, Reish Lakish said Yotzer Or. So Ki Oser Rav Yitzchok Bar Yosef, when Rav Yitzchok Bar Yosef came, Omar, he said, Hod Rabbi Zrika. Rabbi Zrika quoted Reish Lakish as saying that it was Yotzer Or. So the truth is, Lav Befelush Itmar Elamiklole Itmar. He didn't say so explicitly. No one said explicitly that they recited Yotzer Or. We inferred it from something they said. We inferred it from something he said. Why? The Omar Abi Zrike, Omar Abi Ami, Omar Abi Shimon ben Lakish. Reish Lakish never said they said Yotzer Or. He just, when he studied this Mishnah, Masechet Tamid, oh, they only said one bracha? So Reish Lakish commented, we can infer from this a halacha. Which halacha? Zoysoy meres, brachos eina'akvoy zuazu. This teaches that the two brachas are not ma'akiv each other, meaning you can be yaitzer one even without reciting the other. Don't think that it's a package that must go together. That's how it is with Shemoneh Esrei. Shemoneh Esrei, if you just say one or two or 17 of the brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, and not the other one, not the last one, you're not yaitzer Shemoneh Esrei. Shemoneh Esrei is a package. It's no, if you say 18 of the 19 brachas, you said 18 brachas of Atol. You weren't yaitzer anything. So the question is this the case with the Birkas Kriya Shema as well? Yotzer and Ava Rabba, are they meant to be one package? Or, of course you have to say both, but maybe they're two independent chiyuvim. If I only said one, I'm Yotzer that one, and not the other. So Reish Lakish said, well, you see in the Beis HaMikdash, she only said one bracha? That means that one does not depend on the other. You can be Yotzer one without the other, because Anim only said one because they didn't have time. But if you can't be Yotzer one without the other, then there's no purpose in saying the one. Skip it all together. And saying one, you're saying a bracha levatala. So no, you see that they're independent. You can be Yotzer one without the other. Okay. Now, that's all Reish Lakish said. So we're saying, if Reish Lakish inferred that one is not ma'akiv the other, and you can be Yotzer one of the brachas without the other, he must have held that the bracha that the Kohanim said was Yetzer Or. If it was Yetzer Or, then his inference was correct. If not, not. How's that? So, I'mis bishlama Yetzer Or habu amri. If the one bracha they said was Yetzer Or, haynu de bracha say ma'ak v'zuas. They only said Yetzer Or. Why didn't they say Ava Rabba? Must be because they simply didn't have time. Right? And nevertheless, they said Yotzer Or. They skipped Ava Rabba for lack of time. So you see that you can be Yotzer just one if you say one. One doesn't depend on the other. Deloi ka amri Ava Rabba. You see that since they didn't have time, they skipped Ava Rabba. And yet they were Yotzer Or. Eloi amris Ava Rabba Ava Amri. But if the one bracha they said was Ava Rabba and they skipped Yotzer Or, that does not imply that you can be Yotzer one without the other. Because there might be a different reason why they skipped Yotzer Or. Maybe it's not that they didn't have time. Maybe it was a different issue. My bracha say ma'ak v'zuazu. If the one bracha they said was Ava Rabba, that does not prove that one does not depend on the other. It could be that they do depend on the other. How then could they only say Ava Rabba? Dil ma'ay deloy amri Yotzer Or. Maybe the reason they only said Ava Rabba, not Yotzer Or, was Mishum Deloy Mata Zman Yotzer Or, because the time for Yotzer Or didn't come yet. Meaning, no, we understood that the reason they only said one was because they were rushing. No, they weren't rushing that much. They could have said both. But you know why they skipped Yotzer Or? Because let's remember, they were davening very early, well before Netzach Hamah, right after Alois HaShachar. It wasn't light yet outside. it wasn't appropriate to say Yetzer'ar. So therefore they skipped it now. But then later, when the time came, they did say Yetzer'ar. So meaning, in other words, if the only bracha they said was Avaraba, when they daven chakras, it could be that really you do need both brachas. Why didn't they say Yetzer'ar? It's too early. They said Avaraba now. Time for Yetzer'ar came later. When they finished chakras, they said Yetzer'ar. What's that? Well, they said Avaraba is part of chakras. It was too early for Yetzer'ar. When they finished chakras and when it became light, then they said Yetzer'ar. By itself. Yeah. So, again, if the only bracha they said was Avaraba, that could mean it's too early for Yetzer'ar. Later we'll say it. You can't infer that one doesn't depend on the other. Maybe they do depend on each other. But if the one bracha they said was Yetzer'ar and they skipped Avaraba, that means they skipped Avaraba simply because they were rushing. There's no reason not to say it other than that. That means that they skipped it because they didn't have time for it. If so, we can infer that one bracha does not depend on the other. So if so, it's true. Reish Lakish never said that the one bracha they said in the Beis HaMikdash was Yetzer'ar. Never said that. But since he inferred from the fact that they made one bracha, that the brachas are independent, shows that that one bracha wants to be Yetzer'ar, and they skipped Avaraba altogether. Yes, we see that each one is independent. So the Gemara says, "Vimi klalamai." So before we made a point of saying, don't think Reish Lakish said explicitly that the one bracha they said was Yetzer'ar. He didn't say it explicitly. We inferred it from something he said. We're saying, but 1 minute, it's a good inference. So who cares whether it was inferred or whether it was said explicitly? At the end of the day, you see from what Reish Lakish said that the one bracha they said in the Mishnah, in the Mikdash, must have been Yetzer'ar. So the Gemara says no. La'olam avo rabo avo amri. It could be that yes, the one Reish Lakish also agrees that the one bracha they said was avo rabo. Reish Lakish agrees. And when he inferred that you see that the brachas are independent, he knew that it could be that they said Yetzer'ar later. See, so how can you say that they're independent? That one doesn't depend on the other. Bikimata's man Yetzer'ar avo amri le. And Reish Lakish says, yes, they would say Yetzer'ar later when the time came. And when he inferred that the brachas do not depend on one another, he didn't mean in an extreme way, you can say one bracha and completely skip the other. No! They said Avaraba now and they said Yetzer'ar later. Yet he inferred that they don't depend on one another in a different sense. Say their brachas. They don't depend on one another in the sense of saying it in the right order. Meaning, you can be yaitzer the brachas even if you say it in the wrong order. That's all he meant. Yes. There's no such thing as saying one bracha without the other. And certainly, when they said Avaraba, they said yaitzer later. Reish Lakish inferred, while it's true that the brachas depend on one another, it doesn't depend on being said in the right order. Because you see that they said Avaraba now, later, when it became light, they said Yetzer'ar. So therefore, you see, it can be Yetzer'ar even if you switch the order around. But to say one without the other, maybe that's not acceptable. Okay. So, the Gemara presented a bunch of possibilities and some sub-possibilities. Let's see what we come out with at the end of the day, because the Maisa, we're trying to glean Halacha LaMaisa from this. So, we have two possibilities. Reish Lakish certainly did infer from this bracha, from this Mishnah, from the fact that they said only one bracha, that the brachas don't depend on one another. But that could mean one of two things. It could mean, even if you mess up the order, you yitzah, but you certainly have to say both. Or it could mean that, even more, if you say one without the other, you're yitzah. So what's the halacha l'maisa on this? The halacha l'maisa is, this is basically the Rashba says, that's how it's ruled in the Mishamura, that yes, one bracha does not depend on the other. You can be yoytzer one bracha without the other. Just, that doesn't really hold all that much practical relevance to us, because Lamaitse, you have to say both brachas. So, okay, you're saying it can be Yotze Avarabba even if you didn't say Yitzhar, but you weren't Yotze Yitzhar. It doesn't really help that much. But there's a different point, La'alocha Lamaitse, that we do glean from this Gemara, and that is that our Gemara says here that if you start davening, we know that b'di'eved, you can daven right after Alois HaShachar, right? That's what the Kohanim did in the Beis HaMikdash. They were davening b'di'eved. They were davening right after Alois HaShachar. Yet, Yotzer they didn't say. Avarabo, Shemana Esrei, that's fine after Alois HaShachar. But Yotzer or not, Yotzer has to be delayed for later. It has to be delayed for once it's actually lighter. Or in other words, the time that we call Misha Yakir, the time that we discussed earlier as regards Kriya Shema, the time when you can already make out a person who you kind of know from four Amos away, etc. Yetzer HaRosh should not be recited before this time. So therefore, this actually presents a big qualification on the halacha that we said, that for the Yevin, you can daven already after Alois HaShachar. Yes, you can daven Shemana Esrei after Alois HaShachar, but Yetzer HaRosh you can't say. So therefore, if possible, even when you're in a B'di'evit situation, you should at least wait for the time of Nishayakir, the time when you can already make out a person from four Amos away. Okay.
Also, would it not be saying about making up for bracha if you missed out? You know when you come late to Rosh Hashanah, you make up those, well, the bracha
for we're seeing here that if you skip Yetzer Ar for whatever reason, you shouldn't skip Yetzer Ar. But if you skip Yetzer Ar for whatever reason, you can make it up afterwards. How far do we take that idea? And also, can we implement this idea if a person is late to davening, comes into shul, they're already at Shema? So, Moida'ani and then Shema? So first of all, Yetzer Ar can be made up afterwards, Psukah de Zimra not. Meaning, let's start the discussion from the other angle. You come late to shul, there are certain things that are considered acceptable in order to make the minyan, and at a certain point we draw the line and say, no, don't mess up your davening to this extent, better to skip the minyan and daven normally. So lemaisa, no, you should not skip Yotzer Ar or either of the Birkas Kriya Shema in order to make tefillah with the minyan. There's never really a legitimacy unless you're a kohen in the Beis HaMikdash, or I don't know, some sort of really extenuating situation. But normally, in order to make davening earlier or whatever it is, you can never skip, just a second, you can never skip one of the brachas of Kriya Shema. Well, the only thing that's dispensable, if we'll put it that way, in order to make tefillah b'tzibur is parts of Psukah de Zimra. Meaning, you can skip all of Psukah de Zimra except Ashrei. You can boil it down to Baruch She'omar, Ashrei, and Yishtabach in order to rush and catch the minyan. But once you need to cut out more than that in order to catch Shemana Esrei with the minyan, we say skip the minyan, daven by yourself, and daven properly.
If you're the 10th man, could you skip it?
What's that?
If you're the 10th man, could you skip it for the minyan?
I don't know of such a hetter. They'd have to wait, or daven by themselves. You can't skip the Birkas, Birkas and Kriya Shema, we don't find any legitimacy for skipping. All we're saying here in the Gemara is that if you did skip it, you make it up afterwards. But not that there's any situation that warrants it. Unless, again, kind of serving the Beis HaMikdash.
How can we know that? How can we
call
and say we say later on that if you set a bracha when you don't have time to say the whole Shemona Esrei, you say one bracha and that's it? How can we don't say the Kohanim that one bracha?
Why don't the Kohanim recite the abbreviated bracha of Shemana Esrei? Or I'll take your question even a step further. This is the Mefarshim Etz. We know that with Shemana Esrei, I just mentioned before. Oh, but one minute, I'm sorry. I'm going to put you on hold for a minute and get back to the last question that you asked. He asked, what about Psukah de Zimra? When you do skip parts of Psukah de Zimra, can you make it up after davening? And the answer is, what's that? Generally, what the Rishonim say, this is what the Poskim also say, is that there's really no purpose in making up after davening. Psukah de Zimra was established before davening. If you need to skip it in order to make a minyan, you skip it, and that's that. There's no real need in making it up after davening. Psukah de Zimra is for before davening. Okay, now, back to your questions. The Mefarshim, we just mentioned before, that davening part of Shemana Esrei is nothing. All of Shemana Esrei, all the 19 brachas of Shemana Esrei, are certainly interdependent. If so, why do we see the Kohanim here? Okay, we see the Kohanim, they don't have time to daven the full davening. But they did say Ritzei, right? And they said Birkas Kayanim, which according to some of Farshim means Simshalim. So, how do we explain that? According to what we said before, they should just skip it. There's no justification for saying, never justification for saying part of Shemoneh Esrei.
I'm sorry, what's the rationalization for skipping it?
The Kayanim didn't have time. They had a very small window of time that they could daven in, therefore they said a very abbreviated Shacharis. And their Shacharis included, their Shemoneh Esrei was encapsulated in Ritzei and Birkas Kayanim. That was it.
You didn't say the very beginning?
No.
Really?
No. They went straight to Ritzei. And that was it. So the question is, that's worse than nothing. Once you're not reciting all of Shemoneh Esrei, there's no value in saying one bracha. So why not just skip it? So the answer is, Meiri says, that the Kohanim did daven Shemoneh Esrei. Shemoneh Esrei is in lieu of what? The Tamid of the Shacharis. The morning Tamid. The Kohanim were sticking with Ritzei along with their morning. Their morning Tamid was their Shemoneh Esrei. They were able to stick in Ritzei too. That's not a problem. They could have said, theoretically, they could have stuck in 6-7 brachas. They had the rest of Shemoneh Esrei in their Tamid. So that's why that wasn't the problem.
So they didn't say Ritzei at all.
What's that?
So leave Ritzei out as well.
So they said Ritzei specifically as a tefillah that their avodah should be accepted, since that's the whole nature of the bracha of Ritzei. It was most appropriate for them to say at that time. What's that?
And Birkas Kohanim?
Birkas Kohanim, well, there's a machlekes in the place in the Mefarshim what Birkas Kohanim is. We say it, they said Birkas Kohanim. Rashi says that it meant that they did the duchening. Right? So according to that, why not? But many Mepharshim say that that's not so, because other places where the protocol of the Beis HaMikdash is discussed says that the Kayhanim duchened three times a day. None of them were at this point. It was all later in the day. So many other Mepharshim say that no, it was actually, there's two other approaches in the Mepharshim. Either they said Elekeinu v'Elekei Aveinu, like we say, not like we say now, like we said in Chutz La'aretz, Elekeinu v'Elekei Aveinu. The Sfadim, Rabbi Yitzchak always said Birkas Kayhanim properly. But right, Ashkenazim Chutzaretz just say like Kenev Lekei Aveinu. It's a short little tefillah, kind of asking for the effect of Birkas Kohanim. And some of Farshim say that that's what they said in the Beis Hamikdash. They were saying a tefillah in advance of the duchening they were going to do later, asking that it should be accepted. That was what they were saying. You going to say?
The concept of Ritzei is the percussion, the shiva avodah they were going to take. Why would they be davening for something they're doing?
So that we said the Mepharshim say that that part they didn't say. They ended up their bracha differently. Instead of saying Baruch Atah Hashem HaMachazir Shechinah Tzeh L'Tzion, instead of saying Blessed are you Hashem who will return His Shechinah to Tzion, they said, we saw three different possibilities of what they said. Either they said Baruch Atah Hashem She'oischo Levadcho B'Yiron Avod. This is, some people have the meaning of ending this off by the duchening of the Sholei Shogalim. Blessed are you Hashem whom you alone we serve in fear, or Baruch Atah Hashem HaShoichen B'Tzion, blessed are you Hashem who resides in Tzion, not who will return His Shechinah to Tzion, or Baruch Atah Hashem HaMekabel Avoidas Ama Yisrael Be'av, blessed are you Hashem who accepts the service of your Jewish people with love. What's that? Well, the way we put it is it corresponds to it. But when necessary, it's in place of it.
Is there any reference?
What's that?
Is there any reference?
Reference to the in Shemoneh Esrei itself? I don't know. No.
If the Kohanim were in place of everything, then why did the Kohanim have to say anything?
What's that? Oh, so they davened for their avodah to be accepted. That was necessary. Whenever a person is doing any mitzvah, it's worthwhile to put in a tefillah that your mitzvah be accepted.
But they said other things too.
What's that?
But they also said
they didn't say any other parts of Shemoneh Esrei. Right. Okay.
Shemoneh Esrei only came in after the Beis
HaMikdash? No. Well, Shemoneh Esrei, Jews always daven three times a day. The Shemoneh Esrei was made to correspond with the Avodah. But the Kohanim themselves were actually doing the Avodah, didn't daven it. The Jews, the rest of Klal Yisrael, did daven it. David HaMelech davened three times a day. The three times a day already started with the others. Just to say, the ones who were actually doing the Avodah didn't have to say it. They were saying it through their Avodah, but the ones who weren't actually doing the Avodah did daven it three times a day.
Was the
How many kohanim actually do the tamid every day? That's all we're talking about here. Okay, we'll move on. Next, we said after Avarava, they said Aseres Hadibros in Shema V'Hayim Shemaya. The Kohanim Aseres Hadibros, they would read the Aseres Hadibros Shema V'Hayim Shemaya Vayomer Emesviyatziv Havoido Letrutzei and Birkas Kohanim. So we see an interesting addition. They said Aseres Hadibros also. Now we can understand that because that's certainly also a very fundamental element, something that we should keep in mind every day. In fact, people were encouraged to say the Aseres Hadibros every day, right? So we can understand that they said it. The question is, why don't the rest of us? So, seems like a worthwhile idea. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Af bigvulim bikshu likros kein. Really? They wanted to establish that that's what you should say everywhere, also outside the Beis HaMikdash. Aseres Hadibros is part of Shema. Elo shekvar bitlu mipnei ta'imes haminim. But they canceled it. They didn't want it being done in a widespread way in shuls everywhere, because the minim are the, well, the Christians, or the doubters of the Torah tradition, would say, if you look in Rashi here, Rashi says that minim means akum, idolaters. But in the newer Gemaras, they bring back the uncensored version of Rashi, where he says, Talmidei Yeshu, the disciples of Yashka. That's what the minim. But whatever it is, they would say, oh, you see, the Jews themselves acknowledge that the Torah is really just the Ten Commandments. All the rest is fluff. You see, at the end of the day, that's what they recite as the basics of their faith. So in order to counter that, we said, just forget it. We don't say that bitzibur. Tanya Nami Hochi. So we have a braisa corroborating that. Rabbi Nosson Oimer. Bigvulim bikshu likros kein. They also want to establish that you say the Aseres Hadibros outside of the Beis HaMikdash, all over. Ela shekvar bitlu mipnei ta'imes haminim. But they nullified that practice in order to counter the claims of the heretics. Similarly, Rabbi Bar Bar Chana sovar lemikveinu b'surah. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana thought to establish it in Surah. Omar le Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said no. Kvar bitlu mipnei ta'imes haminim. They already nullified this practice because of the claims of the heretics. We are not going to establish this. Ameimah sova lemikveinu b'nerdo. Ameimah thought to establish it in Erdo. Omale Rav Ashi, and here also Rav Ashi said, Kvar bitlu mipnei ta'imes haminim. No, they already nullified this practice because of the heretics. Okay. It's just interesting that Yerushalmi says that Lemaisa, we do refer to all the Aseres Hadibros in our recitation of Shema. Shema itself alludes to all the Aseres Hadibros. So we don't actually recite the Aseres Hadibros, it does show up in Shema. All the Aseres Hadibros. How's that? So the first one is Anochi Hashem Aleichem, Shema Yisrael Hashem Aleichem. Then Lo Yeh, you shall have no other gods. Hashem Echad, Hashem is one, no other gods. Then it says, Lo Yisisa, you shall not take Hashem's name in vain. Ve'ahavta es Hashem Elekecha. You should love Hashem. When you really love someone, you won't swear by them falsely. The whole concept of swearing by someone is showing your reverence for them. Shabbos, it says later at the end of Shema, Lema'an tizkeru, so that you should remember. Which is Shabbos' idea of remembering. Kibud Avim says, L'man yirbu yimeichem, so that your days will be long. This is the promise that we get for Kibud Avim. Lo tirtzach, don't murder, same, L'man yirbu yimeichem, so that your days will be long. People who kill, in a society where people kill, people are more likely to die early. You should gather in your grain, not somebody else's grain, only yours. You shouldn't stray after your eyes. It's a znus. You shouldn't stray after your eyes. That's shari, ashatem zainim acharim, that you adulterate by them. Loi sachmoid. That's a sabtam al mezuzos beisecha uvish orecha. You should write the mezuzos on your doorpost. We have to have a very clear dividing line between what's yours and what's the other guy's. Loi sana berecha ed sheker. That we say is based on the end of Shema, which concludes Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Now, even though Emes is not really part of Shema, but it's based on a pasuk that does say Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Okay. What's that? Not in order, right? If it's bounces around. Now, just note that for this reason, Take Lamaisa, we are encouraged to say that there are Sefer Emes every day, right? See, the place can say it's a good idea. Many Sidurim have it at the end of Shacharis, but not to make a communal thing out of it. The Olam shouldn't say it together. We don't make a communal recitation out of the Aseret HaDibros. Now for this reason also, this is a bit of controversy that surrounds the minig of when Kriyas HaTorah, when the Aseret HaDibros are read, there are two very distinct minhagim. Stand up for the Aseret HaDibros. And many dafka don't stand up for the Aseret HaDibros because we do not want to put any more of a stress in public on one part of Torah than any other part, specifically not Aseret HaDibros. We don't want to put more of a stress on that in the rest of Torah. And okay, that's subject to a lot of discussion. I'll leave it at that. If your shul has a particular minig, follow the minig of your shul. One way of getting around it, by the way, is, so I'll just note, if you do want to get around it in the most optimal way, meaning not to be caught in that situation, right, where some people are getting up, some people are not, you don't know what's the right thing to do. The best thing to do is, at the beginning of the Aliyah, when they say Baruch Hu, as Hashem Baruch, you already stand up at that point, and you're standing for the whole Aliyah straight, then you just avoid the issue. You're not getting up for the Aseret HaDibros. That's why also many people will oppose getting up for any particular part of Torah. We just had it last week. Getting up for the end of for the Chazak, Chazak, and his Chazek. Many people, Dafka, won't. Because of this Indian. We don't put a communal stress on one part of the Torah more than another part. But okay, subject to different minhagim. Minig Yisrael Torah. Okay. Obeshabis Maisifin Brocha Achas Lemishmar Hayetze. On Shabbos, they would add one bracha to the departing ship. The departing shift would add a bracha. My bracha, what bracha did they add? My bracha achas, what bracha did they add? Omer Rabbi Chelba, Mishmar hayoytze oimer lemishmar anichnas. The outgoing shift would say to the incoming shift, Misheshiken eshmoy babayis hazeh, the one who settled his name in this house, Hashem, who yashkin beinechem, may he settle amongst you, avo ve'achva v'shalom v'reus, love and camaraderie and peace and friendliness. This is the bracha that they had to say to them. We would think a new shift of kahanim is coming in, they should give them a bracha that they should be zeiched to do the avodah right, that the avodah should be accepted right, that they should, but it was a tough business, they should manage to get it all right. This is the bracha that they had. Your shift should be peaceful, everything should go good. And the truth is, the answer is that yes. The whole function of the Kehanim in the Beis HaMikdash was to make the Hashras HaShchina in Klal Yisrael work, right? What was the whole idea of the Beis HaMikdash? Really, Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash was in order to maintain the presence of the Shechina among Klal Yisrael. It was from the Beis HaMikdash that the presence of the Shechina radiated to all of Eretz Yisrael, to all the Jews, and the Shechina's presence in the Beis HaMikdash depended on the Avodah being done right. Now, Hashras HaShechina can only come when Klal Yisrael are together. The Shekhinah is one. And therefore, the Shekhinah rests upon one entity. Right? For example, if you're serving challenge at the table, so you're not going to pour from the big challenge pot, there are a bunch of small bowls. You're not going to pour into a bunch of small bowls, it's not going to work well. You want to have one big serving dish that you can pour into. After that, you want to ladle it out, you ladle it out. But you're not going to pour into a way that's just going to cause it to break apart. If the Shekhinah has to come down upon Klal Yisrael, a bunch of fragmented units, it just doesn't work. The Ashras HaShekhinah won't work well. And therefore, it's very, very fundamental. It's of utmost importance for the Kohanim, who are bringing about the Ashras HaShekhinah, to be in a state of absolute unity. Now this wasn't easy because tensions could run high in the Beis HaMikdash. There was a lot of work to be done. It was hard work. It had to be done fast. It had to be done with utmost precision. And there was room for tension and things like that. But they had to be very careful to manage to maintain absolute Ahava ve'Achva v'Shalom v'Reus, because the more they managed to do this, the more intense the presence of the Shekhinah would be among the Jewish people. It's true in general for the Jewish people. The more achdus there is, the more togetherness there is among us, the more the Shekhinah can rest. Otherwise, the presence is going to be weaker. It's simply not going to settle as well. This is something to keep in mind. Okay, we'll move on. Back to the Mishnah. Makayim she'amru leha'arich. Wherever the Chachamim mandated that a bracha has to be recited at length, you're not allowed to shorten it. Wherever it's supposed to be said short, you're not allowed to lengthen it. In other words, you are not allowed to change the form of the way the Chachamim wanted the bracha to be recited. You remember, we discussed exactly what that means earlier. But now, one thing is certainly true, that brachas have to be recited right. So let's see how far we take this. Pshita. The following scenario is a no-brainer. Heche dekonokit kose dechamre biyodeh. If a person is holding a cup of wine in his hands, vekosova deshichrehu, he thought it was beer, so he thought it's shehako. Okay? So he begins his bracha thinking he's making shahakal. And then he realized that he said that thinking he's saying shahakal. Then he realized that it was wine. So he concluded, so he said the words were right, but the beginning of the bracha was said intending, with the intent of saying shakal. Yatsa. That's okay. Why? The namim omar shakal niyabidvara yatsa. Because this, you can't mess up. Even if you would say the whole bracha shakal, what's the problem? He's making a bracha on grape juice, on wine. He started intending to say shakal, but he finished off by priyagam. Even if he would have finished shakal, it would be okay. Because the Mishnah says, Al kulam im amar shakol niyabid barayotza. Anything that you say shakol on is okay. So therefore, this is not a problematic bracha. Began as shakol, ended as hagafen, that's okay, because shakol could also work for wine. Ella, but the question is, what happens if it was the other way around? If a person is holding a cup of beer, which is shahakol, he thought it was wine. Uposach uborich adato dechamra, and he began his bracha thinking he's going to say bayre peri agofen. But then he realized that it was beer, and he ended off shakol niyabidvar. My. So here what's the halacha? The beginning of the bracha, the words were said right. But Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam was said with the wrong intent. Right? He intended Shahakh. So, sorry, he intended Agaf. Samai. What's the halacha? Basar Ika Bracha Azlinan? Do we go by the main body of the bracha, which is Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam? That was said with the wrong intent. Or maybe we go by the ending of the bracha. At the end of the day, the ending was right. He ended off okay. He said Shakol Niyabidvari. So it's fine. Now let's just note something interesting. I just want to note already in parentheses before we actually get into the discussion. It's very interesting. We call brachas, right? This bracha is Shahakol. This bracha is a eight. Right? It's as though Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam is just the preamble. Right? And then the main part of the bracha is Shakol Niyabidvari. But actually, here the Gemara is calling the beginning of the bracha Iker Bracha, the main part of the bracha. When you think about it for a moment, it's obvious. What do the words mean? Blessed are you Hashem, our God, Master of the world. That's preamble. That's the bracha. The detail is Shakol Niyabidvari. You created the fruit of the tree, the fruit of the ground, created everything. Therefore, you have to note that the Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam is not just the stuff to get through in order to get to the main part of the bracha. That's the bracha. So whatever it is, this is our question here.
This is Shakol.
Oh, Shakol. Yashukayach. No shiloh of wine here. Baruch Ata Adonai. Shakol Niyabidvari. The fizz is not a raya because I got from Reb George Hagofen that has fizz in it. So that's not the raya. Oh. Okay. So what's the din? Does the fact that Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam mess it up? Or, since you said Shakol Niyabidvari, that's good. So Tashma, we're going to try to prove it from the following. Let's take this slowly. Shachris. If in Shachris, Pasach B'Yitzer Or, you began the bracha intending to say Yitzer Or. Very good. You got mixed up. You said Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, thinking Yitzhar, but then you continued Asher Bidvarei Ma'ariv Aravim, and you finished off that way. Lo Yotza, you're not Yotza. Baruch Ata Hashem was fine, but the continuation was not. Pasach B'Ma'ariv Aravim, but if you began the bracha thinking Ma'ariv Aravim, he said, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, thinking Ma'ariv Aravim. The CNB Yotzer Or, but then you realize, and you continued, Yotzer Or. Yotza, you are Yotzer. Okay? So here we're saying in the morning, you said you're Baruch Ata Hashem, thinking Ma'ariv, but Lamaisa, you said Yotzer Or, you're okay. Now, Arvis, what happens if what? By Ma'ariv was the same deal. Posach be Ma'ariv Aravim. He began Baruch Ata Hashem thinking Ma'ariv Aravim. The CNB Yotzer Or. Then suddenly you saw the light. And you continued Yotzer Or. La Yotzer. You're not Yotzer. Yes, you began thinking Ma'ariv Aravim. Baruch Ata Hashem thinking Ma'ariv. But since you said Yotzer Or, you said Shachris, you're not Yotzer. Posach be Yotzer Or. She began by Ma'ariv thinking Yotzer Or. The CM Bemari Varovim. But you ended off, right? You ended off with Mari Varovim. Yotza. You are Yotza. So we saw a lot of different scenarios here, but it's all the same point. What's the point? Kloloi Sheldova. The rule here is Hakol Hoylech Achar Hachitum. It all goes by how you ended off. We don't care what you were thinking when you said Baruch Ata Hashem. You ended off appropriately, you were Yotza. You ended off wrong, you are not Yotzer. That should answer our question. You said Baruch Ata Hashem thinking Borei Pri HaGafen, but you ended off Shakol Niyabidvarei, you Yotzer. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a proof. Those brachas are very different. It could be that if you say Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, thinking the wrong thing, it doesn't count at all. It's like you didn't say it, which means that you're not yet to the bracha. Yet, by Ma'ariv and Shachris, you'll still be yotze. Even though you skipped the beginning. By Shachris, you said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, thinking Ma'ariv, that's discounted. You're beginning your bracha yotzer are. Yet you're yotze. Why? Shani Hasam. There it's different. They call Omar Baruch Yotzer Ma'ariv. Let's say you just began your bracha yotzer are. You completely skipped Baruch Atah Hashem. But you're ending off Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer Ma'ariv. That itself gives it the semblance of a bracha. So even though Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, if it's said with the wrong intent, is meaningless, yet by Yotzer Ha'or it's okay. Because, yes, you dropped that part of the bracha. But you ended off Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer Ma'ariv, that gives you a bracha. But by Shahakol, you said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam thinking Hagafen, once we drop that off, all you have is Shahakol Nieh B'dvaroi. There is no bracha here at all. And therefore, maybe you won't be yotze. So therefore, it doesn't prove anything. Yotze R doesn't prove anything. Because by yotze R, we can afford to drop off the Baruch HaTah Hashem at the beginning. And still be yotze the bracha. So the Gemara answers. Gemara says, woman, is that so? You're telling me that by Yotzer Ha'or, you can afford to drop the beginning Baruch Atah Hashem because you got the end? In other words, you're saying that Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer Ha'or is at the end. That itself makes it into a proper bracha? Hanichel Rav, that's going to be subject to a machlokes. There's a machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan as to what constitutes a bracha. What is the essential nusach of a bracha? So Rav says, Rav says, any bracha that doesn't have Hashem's name, Baruch Atah Hashem, is not a bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem is what makes the bracha. Therefore, here we're okay. You started Yotzer Ha'or Uvarichoshech, you don't have a beginning. But you ended off, Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer Ha'Ma'eris, that gives you a bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem makes the bracha. So Shapir works out well. You're right. You can afford to drop the beginning and you still have a bracha. Elo le Rabbi Yochanan. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, who said, no, it takes more than just Baruch Atah Hashem to make a bracha. The Omar, he says, kol bracha she'ein ba malchus. Any bracha which does not mention Hashem's kingship, Elokeinu melech ha'olam. If you don't have that, ain't a bracha. It's not a bracha. So no, it's that Elokeinu Melech Haolam that makes the bracha. If so, this reasoning falls away. Ma'ika le'meima, what will you say? You can't say that Yotzer Ha'or can make do without the beginning because you have the end. At the end you have Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer Ha'oris. That can constitute a bracha according to Rav. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not a bracha. There's no Melech Haolam there. So if so, it must be that the reason you're yotze is because that beginning of the bracha does count. You do need the beginning of the bracha, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Baruch Atah Hashem doesn't suffice. So the beginning of the bracha does count. Even though you said it with the wrong intent. So you see that it's okay. The beginning of a bracha said with the wrong intent is acceptable. So the Gemara says, no, you still don't see that. If you said Yotzer Ha'or beginning the bracha with the wrong intent, it still might be different than saying Shahako beginning the bracha with the wrong intent. Why? Kivan de Omar Rabba Bar Uva. Let's know for a minute. What does it mean that you said Baruch Atah Hashem of Yotzer Ha'or with the wrong intent? What was your wrong intent? You meant to say Ma'ariv. What do you say at Ma'ariv? What are you thanking Hashem for? The cycle of night and day. What are you thanking Hashem for in the morning? The cycle of night and day. So if you said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam in the morning thinking you're going to be saying Ma'ariv, you're saying the same Baruch Atah Hashem. You're saying the bracha for the same thing. And therefore you didn't mess it up. So Kivan, the Omar Rabbi Bar Ula, since Rabbi Bar Ula said, Kedei lahazkir midas yoyim balayla, o midas layla biyoyim, we have to discuss the characteristics of night in the morning, and of morning in the night. Ki ka omar bracha malchus meikara, when you're saying that first Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, whether you were thinking you're going to say Yetzer or you're thinking you're going to say Ma'ariv Haravim, you were thinking I'm about to bless Hashem for the cycle of day and night. So whatever the case is, that Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam is okay. So Meikarat Ravayu Kalama, when you start the bracha in the first place, you're starting, you're thinking, I'm making a bracha on day and night. And therefore, either way you're okay. So therefore, yes, the intent of the Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam might be essential. But by Yetzirah Ma'ariv, by Shachris and Ma'ariv, it's okay. Because Shachris and Ma'ariv, the Baruch Atah Hashem is intending the same thing. But when you're talking about your cup of beer, and you said Baruch Atah Hashem thinking Agaf, and there you completely messed up the Baruch Atah Hashem, maybe there, it's no good. So we still don't have an answer to our question. Does the Baruch Atah Hashem have to be with the right intent or not? So the Gemara says, okay, you're right, we can't prove it from that. But Toshma, come and note, be safe. Note the end of that brisa. That brisa that gave us the whole spin about Yetzem Oiris, Marav Harovim, Marav Harovim, Yetzem Oiris, say it five times fast. That doesn't prove anything. But the end of the brisa does, because the brisa concluded with a statement. Kloloi Shaldavar. The Brisa said, this is not just the case here with Yetzirah Ma'ariv Haravim, but this is the general rule. Hakol Hoylech Acha Achitum. A bracha depends on how you conclude it. Ah, so we're turning it into a general rule. If so, that should answer our question. It always goes by the conclusion. My love, does that not mean La Tzuya Hodamaron? That means even a case such as ours. Yes, it all goes by the conclusion. So you began a bracha on beer, thinking Bayagaf, and but Lamaisa you concluded Shahakol, it goes by the conclusion. You're okay. So the Gemara says no. Like, no, it's not coming to include a case such as ours. Our case might be a problem. If you start Baruch Atah Hashem thinking Agafen, that might be a problem. When do we say that as long as you conclude okay, you're okay? If it's in a different case. La Tzuya Namavitam. Not a case where you got mixed up between wine and beer, but a case, this guy is a real case, but the guy mixed up bread and dates. Somehow he confused bread and dates. That's where we say that it all depends on the conclusion. But with wine and beer? No, you got to get the beginning of the bracha right. Bread and dates are much different. Why are you making faces? Oh, but the Gemara wonders what you're wondering. Shkoyach, so he moved it to two different foods. No, wine and beer is a problem. Chewing gum and a taffy is okay. What's going on? So the Gemara says, 1 minute, what's that supposed to mean? Hey, Chidav, what do you mean? The guy's eating bread. Somehow he thought it was dates. So ochal uposach adaita detamer. So he began his bracha thinking dates, thinking by the priya eats. V'siyem b'denamer. And he concluded amoitzi. Hainu bayon. That's exactly what we're asking. That's exactly the same question. If in that case we'll say it's okay that you began thinking eats, as long as you concluded amoitzi. So of course by us too. It's okay that you began thinking Hakofen. As long as you concluded Chahako, it's exactly the same thing. So the Gemara says, listen to this. Loi tzricha, no. We're talking about a different case. That is different than our case. The opposite case. Okay, going to Ochal Tamri Vikosova Nama. We're talking about a case where a guy ate dates, but he thought it was bread. Somehow, he thought it was bread. And now, we're not talking about Brocha Rishoyna, Hamoitzi and Aetz. We're talking about Brocha Achroyna. After he ate it, somehow, he still thought it was bread. But, he's ready to make his Brocha Achroyna. He just ate dates, and he thought he ate bread. Now, Uposach B'denam, he began, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, thinking, Birkas HaMazon. But then he chapped. Oh no. On second thought, that was a bit sweet. It's actually dates. So he went on, after Melech HaOlam, he continued, Ala Eitz Val Pri Eitz. Yatzah. In this case, he was Yotzah. Because here, the beginning was also okay. Why? Da'afilusim b'dinamim. Because what happened? He began thinking Hazonis HaKol. Right? Even if he would have actually continued Hazonis HaKol after eating dates, Nami Yotzah, he would be Yotzah. My time the tamri meizan zayin, because actually dates are also considered a form of nourishment, and therefore yes, if a person would say hazonis hakol after eating dates, he would be yitzer. So therefore, if you started the bracha thinking hazonis hakol and then you switch to ala eitz, that's fine. The beginning was okay and the end was okay, but that does not prove our question. Our question is in a case where you're drinking beer. Beer boi priya gofen is no good at all. So if you began thinking boi priya gofen, then you ended shahakol, will that do? Or does the faulty beginning mess up the bracha? And the answer to that is, we don't have an answer. Our Gemara did not give us an answer. But what we do notice, and this is an interesting point that we do come away with la'alacha, is that yes, if a person confuses the bracha akroina, ala michya, or ala eitz over dates, and he says hazan instead, the yaitzah, and you stop there. That's the halacha. He said the bracha hazan asakol, and then he realized, hey, I shouldn't be benching now. I should have really just said the bracha akroina. You finish hazan asakol, and that's it. You're yaitzah. You stop there. A couple of other points, halachic points to get out of this gemara. We'll see you next time.
Finish
You, if you realize.